Florida A&M University is asking the U.S. District Court in Tallahassee to allow use of an anonymous rape victim's full name during trial. In response, the victim's attorney has written a letter to Florida senators and representatives asking them to investigate FAMU's attempts to expose the victim's identity. I'm Blaze Ganey.
Well, our interpretation of the action by Florida A&M University in the litigation is that they are trying to intimidate her to drop a claim by pushing an issue that they know is very sensitive, which is her anonymity.
Michael Dolce is a trial lawyer based in Palm Beach and is representing the plaintiff in the case against Florida A&M University. Dolce says in his line of work, he's never come across a situation where a rape victim's name was needed.
In every single case I've ever handled, and every case I'm aware of, every Title IX case I'm aware of across the country, this has never happened. I've never known an institution to pursue this type of a litigation tactic.
In a motion to the court, the university is asking for the victim's name to be used because the school claims initials would give jurors and the public the impression that a determination regarding the plaintiff's status as a rape victim has already been made. FAMU also claims it's necessary because all individuals and organizations who've been named in the case are receiving negative public scrutiny that will continue throughout the trial. Another motion to strip the plaintiff's anonymity was denied by a judge who blasted FAMU for its stance. The university is now appealing, prompting the victim's attorney, Michael Dolce, to write the Florida legislature.
I would like the Florida legislature to determine who made the decision at FAMU to instigate this ongoing effort to reveal the identity of a rape victim and hold that person accountable. I would like them to direct FAMU to withdraw their appeal so we can go to trial and conduct that trial with my client's anonymity intact.
Stetson University law professor Johanna Azarian says FAMU's move could pose a potential barrier to future sexual assault reporting.
I think this will be a potential barrier to reporting for other individuals who may be victims, and they're afraid to come forward. A lot of times, victims don't want their name disclosed for a number of reasons.
What is the benefit, I guess, of a name being used in a case like this? Is there any?
I think if you're trying to look at it from all angles, if there's a benefit, it would be, I see it as intimidation. So, again, a barrier to this individual, this victim, wanting to move forward with this case. They may then be able to bring in, depending on the rules of evidence, is this person, do they have a propensity to sleep around?
Dolce says his client is not suing FAMU for the sexual assault, just for its response or lack of.
What we sued Florida A&M University for was violation of Title IX for failing to protect her after the fact. And she came back to campus and said to campus authorities, I've been raped, and I don't want to be around this guy. I don't want him in my classes. I don't want him in my clubs. I don't want him in the library. I want to be protected. They failed to do that. That's why they got sued for Title IX violation.
FAMU did not directly respond to the lawsuit, but in a statement, it says, quote, Florida A&M University takes sexual violence and sexual harassment on campus very seriously. It goes on to detail how they've also added six positions, one a Title IX coordinator, Carrie Gavin, who Dolce says disagreed with FAMU's stance.
FAMU's own Title IX coordinator has acknowledged, again, under oath in this case, that if you do that, if you behave like this, if you expose the names of people who complain about sexual trauma against their wishes, it's going to have a chilling effect on tomorrow's victim coming forward.
She gave a deposition in this case where she stated that a rape victim's name being forced into public record could have a negative impact on future reporting. She also said assuring anonymity is important to the mental health safety of victims who report sexual assault. Azarian says asking for the name to be released is simply not good practice.
I see it as not the best practices in terms of Title IX litigation, especially when you're at the beginning stages of reporting. Anonymity is always key and always something that respondent and reporter really seek.
In Dolce's letter to state senators and representatives, he says they want all efforts to be made to ensure that his client and future victims can report sex crimes without fear that one day FAMU or other state institutions will try to strip their privacy as rape survivors.